Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 6:42, down 28 and a half on the open. March, 669, down 21. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 604, down 36 and a quarter on the open. March, 628, down 33 and three quarters. July, 651, down 37 and three quarters. December of 2009, 688, down 38 and three quarters on the open. December corn opened at 424 and a half, down 29 and a half on the open. March, 442 and a half, down 30. May, 455, down 29 and three quarters. July, 466, down 30. September, 476, down 28. December of 2009, 481, down 30. July of 2010, 506, down 30. December of 2010, 465, down 23 and a half on the open. November beans opened at 922, down 70 on the open. January, 938 and a half, down 70. March, 951 and a half, down 70. May, 962 and a half, down 70. December soybean meal opened at 250, down 1980 on the open. October soybean oil opened at $39.55, down $2.45 on the open. December, $40, down $2.50. October live cattle opened at $93.75, down $1.85 on the open. December, $95.77 and a half, down $200. October feeders opened at $99, down $1.67 and a half on the open. November, 98.35, down 2.45. October lean hogs open at 65.25, down 1.17 and a half on the open. December, 59.70, down 1.17 and a half. And February bellies open at 92, down 2.10 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products, including Asgrow's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is located in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Oil prices are down more than $4. The Dow is getting hammered. It's down over 500 points. And even perhaps more discouraging on extreme negative volume. And that's all bleeding over, I guess, into the commodity pits today.
Well, any type of investment, as far as the stock market goes or a commodity investment goes, for the most part, at least what we're seeing here is in a meltdown phase. Some of the TV analysts suggest liquidating and having enough cash in reserve the last 5 years is probably the most negative type of forecast we've heard or picked up here. So that's quite interesting that we're seeing sort of panic meltdown type of phobia take place. But it's warranted to be concerned because we're starting to see world economy start to erode away here as the spill out from the U.S. has moved into some other countries. So the fear is that the overall demand sector could slow down and that we could probably be set here for a short-term downdraft here with sharply lower prices for several days.
Yeah, people are wanting to know how long the downdraft will go. What's your sense?
Well, if you're a chartist and follow the cycle counts, we're in week 8 of the low that we established there late July. Oftentimes, the corn and bean market in general follows an 8 to 10 week cycle. So there's reason to believe that, you know, this week or next week we could see some type of turnaround. Now, the question is, you know, from what price level?
And as you look at the charts, is $4 corn a reasonable expectation if the bearishness continues?
Well, you got to use probably 25-cent increments. DSO 8 corn's right here at this 425 level. Today's low is 24. If that doesn't hold, they're going to say $4, 375, and 350. Accordingly, with this type of panic selling, I wouldn't be surprised to see DSO 8 futures go to 350. November beans, same type of scenario. You'd be looking at $9, $8.50, then $8. So be prepared to see diesel 8 corn go down to $3.50, and these Novo 8 beans going down to $8, if not $7.50, before we can see the market stabilize.
And that stabilization will be very important for grain producers trying to figure out what their next move on marketing their crop will be. What will be some of your early warning signs or signals that we might be stabilizing the marketplace?
Well, we're going to be looking at about 5 different things, and probably step 1 of the 5-tier process is some type of daily technical reversal where we have some type of lower move followed by a higher close on some good volume and some follow through. That's probably sort of step 1. That'd probably be the indication that we're trying to stabilize. Now, step 2 would be the overall demand coming forward and start to see some of this grain being bought here at some discount levels as the world trade has been waiting for this break to get some purchases on the books, Dave.
So that's step 2 of 5. 3 through 5 would be?
Stay tuned.
I do note that world prices for delivery of grains has really slumped a lot, so I guess there's not a lot of demand out there.
There's demand there. There's no question there's demand there. The fear is that demand could slow somewhat. So for anybody that's needing to get some coverage on, they'll be doing it. Right now, why buy with the strong panic selling taking place? That demand's there. It's just a matter of how aggressive the guys want to get some coverage on.
We've got to play that against the U.S. dollar, which continues to rally sharply as traders over in Europe dump their euros.
We had a upside gold, the dollar index, to this 82.50 level. We've got as high as 81.94 in the December dollar index, so we're getting close to an upside target there, which we might see some stabilization there.
So you don't think that's a stopping point? You think that we go sideways from that point?
Well, the overall trend is higher here. We've removed from those lower levels we've seen. How high we go from here is really determined by how much more the world panics on their investments.
And turn your attention to that other bellwether, which is crude oil, which I, at the top of the broadcast, said was down over $4 on this trading day. Are you looking for some stabilization there at some price level?
Ideas are that the December crude oil futures could drift on down to this $80 level. Over time, though, you're going to start seeing OPEC start defending their position, I would assume. So, you know, unless we can strike some type of deal for them to ease off on their position, that is, I feel that the market will probably find a low near $80 a barrel.
So what should the hedger be doing today looking at? Is the market in such a panic that given, you know, we're going to get a rally, but as you said, from what level that we should be putting puts in place in here or not?
Well, actually, we've been slipping out of puts on this break. You know, if you follow what most advisors have been saying, most people should be fairly well sold up. I wouldn't worry about selling that last 10 to 20% right at the moment here. In our marketing plan, we're looking at and have been buying back cash sales. We've been buyers of call options on this break. It's kind of hard to buy the futures, not knowing exactly where the low is and how we can handle margin calls. But Our official recommendation is to be a buyer of call option this break and look for higher prices as we go into this winter.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. The current tick, December wheat in Kansas City at 641, down 29.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat's at 615, down 25.25. March 623, down 38.75. December corn, 428, down 26. March, 445, down 27.5. May, 455, down 29.75. July, 468, down 28. November soybeans, 935, down 57. January, 950, down 58.5. March, 955.5, down 66. May, 968, down 64.5. You're listening to WILL AM 580.